Blog Talk Radio.
Last evening,
Marcia was saying how John C. Maxwell was discussing this situation. When you're in a situation that just won't change, when you continue to hit your head up against the wall in the same thing. Now, we know, I believe it was Einstein who said that it is insanity, sheer insanity, to do the same thing over and over and over and expect different results. And we're very glad for that teaching because that's important. Okay, that's important to know. We don't want to do the same thing over and over. And if you are going to do the same thing over and over and over, certainly you don't want to be in a place where you're expecting a different result. See, in other words, if you're going to do the same thing, then you may as well expect to get what you've already been getting. And the only way to get something different is to change. Now, back to what I was saying about our topic today, husbands who cheat. For those of you who are women who, you know, are married, this is a very, very serious, serious problem in our country and probably around the world. I believe one of the reasons it is such a problem is because, and it's a problem in the church and out of the church. But one of the reasons I believe it is such a problem is because we refuse, we just flat out refuse to talk about it. And I believe that when things are not spoken of, they have the ability now to grow, to continue to be an issue because we won't talk about it. It's like child molestation or domestic violence, sexual abuse. If these things were, and of course there are a lot of advocates out there who are raising the awareness, and that's why they believe full-heartedly that things will change, that it will be ended, because they believe that as the awareness is made, once you make the awareness, it will force people to look at what they're doing and to also stop doing what they're doing. Okay? So, back to John C. Maxwell's point, is that when you're in a situation that just won't change, such as cheating, if you have a cheating husband, okay, I know some husbands have cheating wives, but we're not dealing with the wives today. We'll deal with that on another show. But those who do have these husbands who cheat, and that is a situation that just won't change. Let's just say it's been happening even before the marriage. You probably noticed some things. But some people are very subtle. They are like, you know, you would never be able to catch them. They are very good at what they do. It's, you know, part of their character, their fabric. You know, you ever go to the fabric store and they have different pieces of fabric there? Well, some pieces of fabric are very, very smooth. And then some fabrics are very lumpy. A lot of notches, bumps in the fabric. Well, these are in like the individuals. Some individuals are very smooth. You would never know. Be able to tell. And then before you know it, boom, you're already married. You're already in the situation. You already have two or three children. Okay? This can be very devastating for especially the spouse. The other spouse. And as a matter of fact, You know, we're talking about domestic violence, and this is Domestic Violence Month. And we often mention things like fighting, physical punching, hitting, scratching, spitting, pulling of the hair, dragging. And we talk about emotional abuse, and we talk about financial abuse, social abuse. This is where they won't let you have any friends or any type of social life. And then we talk about spiritual abuse. This is where they won't allow you to go and worship in the whatever religion you worship in or with, or they won't allow you to participate. Then there's educational abuse. Don't get any education. Don't try to go back to school. Don't try to get any type of extra training or certifications. They will come against you. And then there is sexual abuse. And now, this is what I'm talking about. Cheating is a form of abuse on many different levels. Yeah, it's a form of abuse on many different levels because it can cause emotional damage. If your heart is constantly being broken, it's constantly going up and down, it can be a financial problem, especially most people who cheat. There's going to be a loss of income. They have to pay for either hotels, or more than likely if the other person is living single, then they probably can get away with it cheaper because they can go to that person's home. But at the same time, they may not want to be seen there with them. So they may do a lot of, you know, sneaking into hotels, and those things cost. And certainly, you know, the woman isn't going to pay. So now your husband is spending extra money. It means dinner. There's no time to cook. So it can cause a lot of problems that go far beyond, or just put it like this, all domestic violence is horrible, but this touches on so many. And then there's also the physical part. There could be physical trauma as well. So for those of you who are in that situation, if you're struggling in that, if you come up against that situation and it just won't change, you've tried, you've gotten counseling, you've gotten help, you've talked to the psychologist, and you've read books on how to handle the situation, and it still does not go away. You know, you've prayed about it, you've tried everything you could, you've fasted, you've prayed, and the situation still hasn't changed. Well, as we were talking last night, John C. Maxwell says, then that means it's time for you to change. If you've tried and you've tried and you've tried to change the situation and nothing changes, you know, it's like I heard Dr. Creflo Dollar say some time ago, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And so sometimes the situation is waiting for you to change. You know, if your back is up against a wall and you're trying as hard as you can, you're doing everything you can, the situation is still looking the same. You know, you cannot wish the situation away. You tried that. You cannot hope it goes away. But here's the punchline. Here's the, you know, aha moment, so to speak. It's time for you to change. In other words, change something in you. You know, not necessarily just to move away. And though in some cases that's what we want to do, especially in situations where if your husband is cheating. So you have this situation. situation where now you have to change. I remember the book by Stormy O'Martin, who said, she wrote the book, The Power of the Praying Wife. And she deals with things like this in her book, but the thing is, the reason I brought her book up is because her book starts off with dealing with the wife in terms of, because, you know, when you first, when I first saw the book and I thought, oh, wow, I'm going to get some help for, you know, dealing with my husband, right? I'm like, yeah, let me get this book and read it. It's going to be awesome. And I got the book, and the very first chapter was dealing with me. And so, certainly she's probably sat under some of the teachings of Dr. John C. Maxwell and or someone else, and she's gotten that principle. We know in the Bible, the principle is all throughout the Bible. You know, change something about yourself. And here's the juice of the matter. When you change you, the entire situation has to change. See, when you change, it changes the situation. Because think about, you ever flown in an airplane? And when you're sitting on the ground, things look one way. But as you ascend, the higher you go, things look different. You know, pretty soon, trees begin to look like this little puff, you know, cars look like a little dot, houses, everything looks, the higher you go, things look different. Why? Because as you change, your altitude, your perspective changes, and therefore that changes the situation. And that's what happens when you're in a situation. That you cannot change, that won't change. You've tried to change it. You've actually gotten tired, you're frustrated of trying to change it. Well, it's time to step back, make some self-adjustments. And as you know, we call these self-development. Self-development, which is something that we've been talking about now for a while. Self-development, self-growth. As I do my workshop, the Women's Empowerment Workshop, which classes are tomorrow, Thursday. So for those of you who want to sign up for that, please inbox me. If you want to know more about it, just contact me on Facebook. But when you sign up, right, when you sign up for this, okay, it's like, okay, awesome. You know, when you learn that, when you develop yourself, as you're developing, the situation is inherently going to change because you've changed. So in other words, it can't be the same because you've changed. And now as you're changing, as you're growing, as you're developing, as your perspective changes, that changes everything else. The situation will change. Even the person, even the cheating spouse who will be watching you as well, this sees you changing, it's going to do something to that person. And they're going to have an aha moment. Because again, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always have what you have right now. But when you begin to change, people say, wait a minute, what's going on here? Maybe I better pay attention. But if you just keep doing what you've been doing, people keep thinking everything that they were thinking, and as long as your thinking doesn't change, you don't have to worry about change. You know, the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So unless you're changing your thinking, you don't have to worry about changing anything else. Trust me, if you're not changing your thinking, then you're not changing. Because behavior follows thought patterns. And action follows our behavior, and our behavior follows what we say, and what we say follows what we think. It's like, Remember that game we played as a child? Follow the leader. So the lead here is the thinking. And what flows from the thinking is our speaking. From our speaking, we begin to act. From our actions, there is some type of an outcome, some type of a destiny, some type of a result. Those results, outcomes, and actions, then they do impact our thinking. And then we just continue in a cycle. So if we want to grow and develop, we have to add new thinking. So we have to be reading more. I was telling my students just yesterday morning, I said, you know, the game changer, we have several game changers. I know I've said the game changer is faith. That's one of the game changers. You want to change the game. Another game changer is reading. Reading is a game changer. The more you read, the more you learn, the more you think, the higher your and I'm talking about reading positive books. And that's why we're so excited about Terry Benjamin and our Book by Book Success Project right here on the LaLisa Williams Show. We absolutely love that program. And I hope you went out and got those books, or if you already have those books, you know, read them when you get a chance. Read those books. They're very positive. They're very powerful books. And as we're growing the mind, you know, I remember Dennis Kimbrough, when he came to speak at our conference. We had the Wealth Strategy Symposium Conference here in the city of Newark. And one of the things he said that really, I'll never forget it. He said, the pocketbook cannot grow until the mind grows. Yeah, let me say that one more time. The pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows. And then to come back on now to come back on this, I almost wanted to use the phrase double down. That sounds so cool. Come back on this phrase what John C. Maxwell says, that until you change, the situation will stay the same. Or now, if you're in a situation that's changing on its own, great, wonderful. However, if you're up against a situation that just won't change, your back is up against the wall, you tried everything you know, it's time for you to make adjustment to yourself. And that's where we get the term self-development or self-help. And then he goes a step further, and I certainly agree with it, is that it is your responsibility for self-growth and self-development. No one should, you know, has to tap you on the shoulder and tell you that it's time to do it. You have to know that when you're in a situation, and here's what we believe, that, you know, don't wait until a situation gets to a point where you are exhausted, you know, from trying to change it. Don't wait. Always be growing and developing. Therefore, you will find that you will have fewer and fewer and fewer situations in your life that are stagnant, that are not changing, that are causing you problems. If you continue to build yourself up, and I'm not talking about in a prideful building up, I'm talking about in self-growth, what the Bible talks about in terms of, you know, and all you're getting, get an understanding, and people perish for the lack of knowledge, and, you know, and I'm talking about that type of growing. You know, each should encourage the other better than themselves. Encourage yourself, grow yourself, develop yourself. And what does that mean? Well, growing yourself, developing yourself, and a lot of times it means stepping out of the boat, getting out of your comfort zone. Too often we get in these comfort zones and we don't want to move. We're comfortable, we enjoy it, We don't mind complaining because it's comfortable. You ever see people that just complain about everything? And sometimes you look at them and you're like, boy, I can't figure you out, you know. That's why, because they're comfortable where they are. And even the complaining is comfortable. It's the same thing in a lot of abusive situations. People don't want to be there a lot of times. They want to get out, but they've grown comfortable. And so, you know, with your children, you know, probably the best thing you can ever do for your child is to very early on, allow them to practice change, getting out of their comfort zone, doing something different, and certainly teach this to your children so that they don't have to end up like some adults who are learning some of these things for the very first time, and it could have saved them years and years and years of problems and heartache and pain had they only learned it, you know, when they were 9, 10, 7, 8, in their teens or what have you, okay? Of course, we know it's never too late. It's never too late. If you're 80, this is still good information for you. So no matter how old you are, it doesn't matter. It's still good information for you. Now, we only have a few minutes left to the show, so we appreciate you for tuning in. Well, we appreciate you if you didn't tune in, but we certainly are glad that you joined the show this morning. For those who will go back and listen to the archives, we thank you and we welcome you to the broadcast. Tomorrow, Thursday, we'll be back at 7 a.m. We're adjusting, you know, back to our new schedule, you know, but that's the whole stepping out of the boat, doing something different. And even though we did this before, but it had been almost a year since we've been on the air, a little over a year that we've been on every day at 7 a.m. And you know what? Sometimes you need a break from what you're doing, but it doesn't mean you can't go back to it. Sometimes that break can give you that growth moment. But one thing that I wanted to make sure you got out of the show today is that, first of all, husbands, some of them, they do cheat, not all of them. But this was a show to help the person who is in a situation like that and struggling, also to bring awareness, because this is in support of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Bring awareness to that. And for individuals who want prayer over that situation, if you're someone who's tuned in and you want prayer and you want it confidentially, you can get in touch with me. I will keep all matters confidential. So if you want, you can always inbox me on Facebook. No one else has my Facebook account other than Tom, of course, whoever the guy is who owns Facebook. But no friends and family members or anybody like that has it. So a person, you can always inbox me on Facebook if you want, you know, wanted a confidential confidentiality situation, if you wanted to talk about it, I do know a lot about it, and I'm willing to, you know, help others through it. I've survived and thrived beyond it, so I want to help others. Because that's what we do. We thrive. God allows us to survive and thrive, and then He tells us when to now go back and set the captives free, much the way Moses did when he went back into Israel to help the children of Israel out, and back into Egypt, rather, to help the children of Israel out. And I noticed God gave them a name and a purpose. You know, God has a purpose for you. And, you know, I'm excited about it. I am. I'm just excited today. So that's all we have time for. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make a great day for yourself and someone else. Till then.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.